This call is being recorded.
And what we'll do is just lead through a, you know, a sort of semi-meditative process, starting with, you know, getting relaxed. And then we'll get, you know, literally right into technique. And then a lot of it has to do with a mindset, if you will. And so let's just go ahead and for those of you who know how we do the relaxation, just go ahead and get started with it. For those of you who don't, I'll just go ahead and lead it. Just close your eyes. Breathe through your nose. Put your tongue against your upper row of teeth, just sort of resting against your upper palate. And just breathe deeply and evenly through your nose, just good relaxing breaths, no struggle, no strain, just in as far as you need to go without straining, and then out the same way. And we'll start with the forehead. Relax it completely. And now your eyes, your eyelids. Relax them both completely. Now relax your jaw. And your throat. Now go back and double check everything you've relaxed so far and make sure it's relaxed. And now relax your chest and allow that relaxation to come about through allowing your chest to deflate as completely as possible on this exhale. Having relaxed all of those parts generally relaxes the rest of your body. But if you need to give it a scan, go ahead and do it. Start right at your abdomen. Scan on down and make sure that you're nice and relaxed, even if you're sitting. I now call forth the consciousness of the infinite. Be with us here and now. Go ahead and repeat that either aloud or in your mind. I now call forth infinite consciousness. Be with us here and now. Repeat this as well. I am the magic circle of white light. And visualize that white circle. Visualize it around yourself. And visualize the 50 people we have in on this call being all together, let's say at a table, and picture that circle around us as a group. You can repeat this one as well. I now call forth all nature spirits near me who can hear me to join us in this circle. And now we'll go through the unity prayer. Center your attention at your heart center. And in that heart center, gather your feelings, your sentiments, your love for Earth, the Mother, for her part as a life giver. And as that feeling truly gathers, you can also go to the solar plex. If you were in our call last week, you know what this is about, but it is the seat of honor. And it isn't just the honor that you might find in books about, say, royalty or an honorable person, as an example, where they are loyal and truthful and forthright and would not forsake their honor for anything. But honor extends well beyond that. And this is the honor that lives in the solar plexus, and it is the honor you have for everything. And in having that honor with everything, that is how you connect to everything with the feeling body. So, in short, a good way to connect to the Earth Mother through feeling is through the solar plex and honoring the Earth Mother that way. When I do that, it really amps up the love, because the connection is so palpable. It's like a hug. Now, we've talked about this one before as well. There is a center above the heart center and just below the throat chakra that is literally your personal galaxy within the body. And it's the source and point of origin of true voice. And so when issuing a command, such as I am the magic circle, if you first put your attention on that center, it will be spoken from a very deep place of truth, of primary being. And it will change, it will modify the vibration, not just that the vocal cords make, but the vibration on levels of consciousness that actually matter. Because this one, the one that we're communicating on right now, doesn't really matter very much at all. And so just be cognizant of that center when you use your voice. And now with that love, use that voice and say, unto you, Earth Mother, I give this love. And now all that has to be done is to wait until you feel that love returned. We'll give this a couple minutes to make sure everybody has felt that return. And now, if you can do this, and with practice you'll be able to, if you are able to simultaneously have your attention on both your solar plex and your heart center, that is the best way to do this. If not, not to worry, you can just switch back and forth. But now, again, for Father Sky, gather together the love for the life-giving Father Sky. Switch to your solar plex and feel that honor. It's a great way to make that connection. When done as deeply as it can feel very, as it was with the Earth Mother, can feel very familial, meaning, ah, there you are. And when you have it all gathered, putting your attention briefly on that point below the throat, about 2 inches inside the body, say, unto you, Father Sky, I give this love. And now we'll wait to feel that love being returned. The 102 super spirits we've talked about that are the first big energetic benchmark for the super beings. If you don't know what that is, just ask someone in one of the forums. They are here, and they are already with whomever is gathered here tonight that have intended for themselves to be among that first 102. And so an acknowledgement of honor with your solar plex, or really however you choose to do it, that just happens to be the seat of honor, for their presence is also very appropriate. Okay. Now again, knowing that your voice is originating from that location below the throat, repeat after me aloud. This night is for healing and purification. I ask all the great presences here with us tonight to use my being, my energy, my will in any way you all see fit. And use it, please, for the healing of everybody else. It is done. That has, needless to say, unleashed quite a wave. And I'll, if we want to hang and chat about things, ask questions or whatever, that work is underway. So if you have something to say or ask, go ahead and unmute yourself and get on with it. Very well. I guess we will stop this recording.
Hi.
Hello.
I have a question. I'm reading the book We the Arcturians, and they have a exercise seeing the space and sky between your hands when it's held on your head. Is that of benefit?
Not for me.
Okay.
But I, of course, do not speak for anybody else, ever. Have you found it to be so?
I feel a sense of emptiness after. I don't know if that's the intent of it or...
Hey, that was for benefit, what you just said. As soon as you said it, I had my... I placed my fingers crossed just above my forehead, like pointed straight at the sky. The moment you said what you said, I did that. So I think that's a sign.
Wow.
What was it called? You said something about Arcturians?
Arcturians.
Arcturians. Okay.
I know.
Must be related somehow.
And it's, you know, it's, I mean... You know, there are Arcturians, and so if it's, you know, if the title has Arcturians, it's suspect to begin with.
Okay.
Just so it's your fingers interlaced and placed on your third eye, straight at the sky. I think that's what I did. So I don't know.
Okie doke.
Jason, is this like most of the healings that we can listen to it and again on the replay to strengthen it and we'll get stronger?
It's, you know, I guess it depends on how much belief you put in it because that's really all it takes. It's really difficult for us to emulate what we do as a group when we're together simultaneously. You see what I'm saying? That's really hard to emulate. And so The answer is probably not, but could somebody go back and listen to this recording and do what it says and benefit hugely from it? Yes, because there's going to be energy directed some way or another.
Yes, the reason I asked is I did feel there was a difference, so I wanted to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Holy God, I thank you so much, Jason.
Well, I don't know that I deserve any thanks, to tell you the truth. I think it's something we all did, and certainly the many presences that were with us deserve the credit, as far as I'm concerned. But you're welcome that I am here with you, and you know, I mean, I just don't know what else to say. You know what I mean? It just seems so crazy, but just as much thank you, because the presence of everybody here is what did it.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Yeah. At some point, are you going to tell us more about these 102 beings that have joined us this evening?
You mean more than what was discussed in the major update thread?
Yes. More. I've read that number of times.
I think we'll probably, you know, I mean, I think that we ourselves, if we just, you know, got quiet and open and in acceptance of any information that the one that is assigned to you, so to speak, wants to bring some info through, we can, you know, begin doing, everybody can do that. I think that huge strides are going to be made as a group on the eclipse, the upcoming eclipse. But, you know, obviously some of us are, you know, we're a little bit further along in this whole process just because of, you know, for instance, in my case, I've been, you know, around the alchemy now for 18 years. And so the integrative process is going to be simpler for whichever one is assigned to me, as an example. And so there are varying degrees of this integration happening throughout all of the members that are involved. And so I think that it will probably be after the eclipse that we will focus more on the information of these beings. I think it'd be pretty straightforward if, as an example, you were to just talk to them as a collective, to just say, yeah, we're just high-level beings and we need to integrate with you so that we can get some work done. You know what I mean? Really. They're always very, very simple and straightforward and unbelievably direct, you know what I mean? And that's probably what one or all of them would say.
Okay. That brings a new light on the relationship, so to speak.
Right.
Yes.
What a powerful, beautiful energy we've got going on here right now, though, isn't it?
Wow.
Yes.
One of a kind.
I know, it always leaves me speechless.
I wonder if we ought to, I think I'm going to head and stop this recording.